Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News.
On the afternoon of July the 27th, marking the 78th anniversary of war in Valles and Mattress Day, Politburo member Nguyễn Thị Tuyến, Vice President of the Vietnam Fatherland Front Central Committee and President of the Vietnam Women's Union, led a delegation to lay flowers at the Nguyễn Sinh Sắc Nguyễn Tất Thành Monument. At the ceremony, Mr. Nguyễn Thị Tuyến and the delegation paid tribute to scholar Nguyễn Sinh Sắc and President Ho Chi Minh, great teacher of the Vietnamese Revolution, distinguished leaders of the National Liberation and International Communist Movements, and the beloved leader of the Vietnamese people and working class. Following the flower-laying ceremony, the delegation visited Quy Nhơn Mattress Ceremony to honor the heroic soldiers who sacrificed their lives for national liberation, independence, and the happiness of the people.
On the afternoon of July the 27th, marking the 78th anniversary of war in Valles and Martyrs Day, Ms. Nguyễn Thị Tuyến, President of the Vietnam Women's Union, led the delegation to visit and present gifts to Vietnamese heroic mothers and policy beneficiary families in Gia Lai Province. Accompanying her was Mr. Nguyễn Ngọc Lương, Chairman of the Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Gia Lai. The delegation visited and gave gifts to two Vietnamese heroic mothers, Lê Thị Cam, 100 years old, and Lê Thị Khương, 94 years old, in Quy Nhơn Ward. The president of the Vietnam Women's Union warmly inquired about their health and living conditions, expressed deep gratitude, and called on local authorities to continue ensuring proper implementation of preferential policies for people with meritorious services. On the same day, the delegation also visited the Provincial Center for Care and Rehabilitation of People with Meritorious Services, presenting 30 gift sets, each worth 1 million Vietnam dong, to families of war invalids, martyrs, and policy beneficiaries. On July the 28th, the delegation held a working session with the board of directors of the Vietnam Bank for Social Policies, Gia Lai Branch, to discuss entrusted loan activities and facilitating access to credit for poor and near-poor women and other policy beneficiaries.
To mark the 78th anniversary of war in Valles and Mattress Day and the 96th founding anniversary of the Vietnam Trade Union, on July 27, the Vietnam General Confederation of Labor, in coordination with the Labor Federations of Hải Phòng City and Gia Lai Province, visited and handed over to trade union warm shelter houses to union members living in substandard housing in Hoài Nhơn Bắc and Tam Quang Wards, Gia Lai Province. Attending the ceremony was Huỳnh Thanh Xuân, Vice President of the Vietnam General Confederation of the Labor. The houses were presented to the family of Ngô Xuân Hồng and Nguyễn Thị Kim Dung, garment workers at An Phát Garment Company and relatives of a fallen soldier living in Liễu An Nam Hamlet, Hoài Nhơn Bắc Ward, and to Chế Thị Tạo, a resident of Tân An Hamlet, Tam Quang Ward, whose two children also work at An Phát Garment Company. Both homes, built to grade 4 standards, are over 100 square meters in size. Each house costs approximately 400 million VND to construct, with 60 million VND contributed by the Hải Phòng City Labor Federation. The remaining amount was funded by the families and their relatives.
On the evening of July the 27th, the Vietnam Buddhist Sangha's Gia Lai Province Chapter held the 78th Grand Requiem Ceremony in honor to heroic mothers at the Provincial Pagoda, Quy Nhơn Ward. The ceremony was attended by Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Lam Hai Yang, leaders of the provincial departments and agencies, senior monks of the provincial Sangha, abbots of local monasteries, members of the Buddhist Youth Association. More than 400 young participants from the 2025 summer retreat and a large number of Buddhist followers. Venerable Thich Tâm Mãng, head of the provincial Sangha, delivered a memorial tribute, expressing deep gratitude to the heroic martyrs who sacrificed their life for the independence and freedom of the nation. The solemn ceremony included candle lighting, incense offering, and ritual chanting in the traditional Bindan style, praying for national peace and prosperity and for the souls of the martyrs to be liberated into a peaceful realm. Earlier, the Sangha senior monks also paid tribute and offered incense at the Quy Nhơn Martyr Cemetery, demonstrating the Buddhist spirit of gratitude and solidarity with the nation.
On the morning of July the 28th, Deputy Secretary of the Yalai Provincial Party Committee and Head of the Province's National Assembly Delegation, Châu Ngọc Tuấn, chaired a working session with the Pleiku Ward Party Committee regarding preparations for its first party congress for the 2025-2030 term. According to the report presented at the meeting, the Pleiku Ward Party Committee is finalizing preparations for the Congress. The draft political report has undergone multiple revisions, incorporating feedback, and is now submitted to higher-level authorities for review. Personnel planning, publicity work, and the Congress program are being carried out in line with official guidelines. The World's Party Committee has also directed grassroots organizations to monitor public sentiment and counter misinformation ahead of the event. The Congress is scheduled to take place over 1.5 days from August the 10th to 11, 2025 at the September the 2nd Hall with the participation of 310 delegates. Speaking at the meeting, Deputy Secretary Châu Ngọc Tuấn praised the thorough and timely preparations, noting that they had been conducted seriously and in accordance with proper procedures. He urged the World's Party Committee to continue reviewing and finalizing all content as prescribed, emphasizing flexibility in organization while maintaining core principles and maximizing collective wisdom. He also assigned specific responsibilities and directed relevant advisory bodies of the Provincial Party Committee to coordinate and support the ward in the run-up to the Congress.
Recently, in Hải Đông Hamlet, Quy Nhơn Đông Ward, a launching ceremony was held for joining sea turtle nesting areas and cleaning the beach in the sea turtle spawning zone. At the event, delegates, local residents, and tourists participated in joining and protecting the turtle nesting beach as well as cleaning the coastal area. These efforts aim to create favorable conditions for sea turtles to lay eggs and to prevent harmful impacts from humans and the environment. Sea turtles are rare and endangered wildlife species currently facing the risk of extinction due to pollution, illegal exploitation, and climate change. The return of sea turtles to nest in Nhân Hải is a positive sign, underscoring the responsibility to protect the natural habitats. This activity plays a practical role in raising public awareness, especially among the youth, about the protection of rare marine species. It also contributes to biodiversity conservation and the development of ecotourism associated with preservation efforts aiming towards sustainable development. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.